On KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Today, the 18th of August, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And, gosh, here it is. Our phone line is here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Ashley, what's the weather look like? We got extreme heat warnings today.
Yes, indeed. Most importantly, it is National Fajita Day, but we are looking at...
Wait a minute. There's the topic for the rest of the show.
There we go. We are looking at an excessive heat warning through Wednesday at 9 p.m., with a high of 105 today. We're going down to 101, but we aren't looking at getting below the triple digits until Thursday or so. So yesterday was a nice respite, but we're hitting summer hard today. We're a little bit of a north wind, which is keeping those overnight lows pretty warm at 77 degrees.
Okay. Hey, I need you to, after we put James on there, to run in here and fix my computer. It's all of a sudden, it's gone into very tiny print.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, gosh, there's so much stuff going on today, but let's go to the phones. James Fawcett. Good morning, James.
Carl, good morning. I wanted to call from Portland and give you my fajita recipe.
What's up, amigo?
Well, I just have been following the news like everyone and just wanted to call and share a couple of things. It's been a while since I've called, and I want to personally compliment you. I've noticed in a lot of your writings on Facebook that you are open-minded to some of the different thoughts and ideas that are out there.
Well, thank you. I try to be pragmatic about things.
And I think we all need to be to get through 2020.
Yeah.
Just wanted to offer a couple things about Portland. First of all, it is not imploded. It is not exploded. We're not surrounded by flames. A moment ago, your newscaster said that the gentleman that was kicked Sunday night had passed away.
Oh, okay.
Did I hear that correctly?
I'm not sure. You're talking about the guy that was attacked there in Portland, pulled out of his car?
Yeah, Sunday.
Or Sunday,
And I'm not seeing that news here, so maybe that just is breaking. For anybody that knows me, I vote Democrat and tend to be a little left of center. But as a citizen living in Portland, as I said earlier, we're not about to explode or implode or lose the city, as it's been suggested. But it is tiring to see... the day in, day out. And I don't know if that was a riot Sunday night or people staying up late Sunday night, but you can't watch a video like that and describe it any other way as horrendous. And there are certain videos that reach a certain mark where I just don't want to show them to my wife, and that was one of them.
But
so it is our hope. The hope that he is taken off the street and gets the punishment he deserves. They know who he is. And while I support the First Amendment and appreciate everybody going down to the parks and speaking, I personally believe that something has to be done to stop the downtown violence. I wrote my governor last night and asked her to send in the National Guard. I think the troubling thing with that man getting kicked Sunday night was that it took some time before law enforcement could even get to him. And that can't happen in a civilized day and age. The things that I'm hearing, though, there seems to be a very strong narrative that it is just completely exploded and out of control and criminals are running the city and so on, or the Multnomah district attorney is letting crime go. So if you give me 10 seconds, then I'll let you ask me whatever you want.
Sure.
Under the new policy from the Multnomah District Attorney, they will presumptively decline to prosecute cases in which the most serious violation of city ordinance is where the crime did not involve deliberate property damage, theft, or threat or use of force. So if you deliberately destroy property, steal something, threaten violence, or use violence, you will be prosecuted. Interfering with a police officer, jaywalking, criminal trespass, all the more misdemeanor stuff, I would think just because of caseload with what's going on, almost like the emergency room triage, they're gonna go after the bigger things. So we are not a city of lawlessness. Most of us are getting by, trying to get by and get through this. Still respect the First Amendment. You know, me personally, I will not hear anything from the protesters on day 90 that I didn't hear on day 9. So it's repetitive, but that's okay. They still get the right to go out there at 3 o'clock and have a rally in the park. I don't believe it's the same problem that's what's happening at nighttime. So that's kind of where it's at living through this.
Yeah. You know, James, what I heard is that it's kind of confined in a relatively small part of Portland, too. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, I drive through the southern portion of Portland every day to get to my office, and it's like any other day, a little less traffic with COVID. But the city looks beautiful, and yeah. I know downtown, we have no business being downtown right now.
Would you go downtown if it wasn't for this stuff?
No, you know, on a personal note, Lisa was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2018.
Yes.
And we got her through that marvelously in 2019, and she is healthy and done. But between chemo and radiation and fatigue and immune systems,
yeah.
You know, she got out of that at the end of 2019 and then COVID. So we've really...
You stay inside.
We're staying inside, and that's okay. There's nothing... You know, and we'd stay up there. We'd stay out of that area.
Then let me ask these questions. Then.
Yeah.
This has been going on for like 90 days. It doesn't, President Trump puts in marshals to protect the federal building, and that just ramps everything up, so they pull them out. And yet the violence has gone on, and in fact, it seems to have escalated. Now you're starting to see things like this with somebody gets drug out of his car and maybe killed. And we're checking on that right now. The other thing is that it appears to be a small number. When I say small, 100 to 200 of these people are the ones that are causing all the damage. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, I would think. It just doesn't look like the demographics of the people that you see at these honest peace protest rallies. It looks like a whole different crowd. And Portland, you know, before all this started, going back to Occupy.
They've had this for years.
Yeah, sure. I'm not okay with National Guard marching down the street unless something like this is going on. I think it's important that the governor does it, though, before, from optics and political. She should do it, not the president.
Well, then let's get to that. The way the district attorney said that, a deliberate use. What happens when you get a rabid crowd surrounding somebody? That to me, you know, they're threatening them and all this. They haven't hit them, but they're threatening them. The other point is that I know for sure is that during the federal siege or the siege of the federal buildings, there were federal agents out in the crowd identifying the Molotov cocktail throwers and all these. And those are the ones that they arrested when things calmed down. Those are the ones they were arresting, the ones that were actively trying to harm somebody or damage something. I don't know what happened to those people after that. I don't know if they went to court, if they were even prosecuted, but it appears to America that Portland has, you know, they've lost control in Portland. Even if it's only those city blocks, you still have violence and they're moving into the suburbs now. It appears from news reports that the mayor said that they should be arrested for attempted murder for trapping the police inside the building they set on fire.
And I agree. And the numbers that I've seen on those individuals that have been charged with felonies throughout these past 90 days, those are sticking. Those have stayed. It's the jaywalking, interfering with a police officer, which may be just a very catch-all phrase for
just getting them off the street and out of the way.
And I just, I even think the most well-trained and proficient SWAT team still goes in with a great hostage negotiator. So I think somewhere in between those two points, I am absolutely fine with pulling someone out of a crowd and taking them 2 miles from the scene of the mayhem and let them walk back if they so desire. Portland's done that. I cannot understand why they're allowing people with backpacks into these environments. And I don't want to ban backpacks, but in a circumstance like this,
Maybe you should have backpack-free areas there.
Yeah, and play this cycle, because that's what it's going to take.
We're on James's former resident, Redding. Really, he and Lisa are just really good people. And they have a more liberal bent on things than, say, I do. But he lives in Portland, and he's calling, talking about it. And here's a man that believes in individual liberties, thinks the government could be overbearing, but is calling for the National Guard. It's time for the National Guard to move into Portland. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking for something that'll throw a wrench in this whole momentum. And I think once it breaks, it'll break, and then it'll get cloudy weather, and maybe jobs will start picking up, and we'll enter into a different, part of this city. It's getting to be out of control, and I truly believe that we are very close to either getting a protester killed or law enforcement killed.
And well, they've tried to kill law enforcement.
They can end it. I totally get it. Bring the National Guard in. I grew up in Santa Rosa, and they had a protest that got out of hand, and within a month, the city passed an ordinance that said you can't take a sign and attach it to a 2x4 and go to protest. The sign's got to be quarter inch thick and no longer inch thick.
Uh-huh.
I'm absolutely fine with anything it takes like that. Do I want people yanked off the street that are 10 blocks that they're leaving, from going to dinner? No.
Yeah.
Do I want National Guard to stay? No. But if you can't get law enforcement in to pull this guy out of the street, that's a problem.
Well, then you no longer have a city. You no longer have a government. Now you have anarchy, even if it's in a part of the city. And if you don't think that that's not going to spread, because anarchy will attract other bits of chaos. And if all the police are trying to control this, that turns it loose in Portland for other areas.
I agree.
Things to happen.
And we've spent, 90 days with this. And I'm not really concerned who in the past did it the right way, the wrong way, the medium way. I don't really care. Come up with a plan. It'll either work, make it better, make it worse, or not change anything, and we come up with a different plan.
Okay.
But it's time. I can see that.
Okay, James, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks
for the call from somebody that lives in Portland. That, is not this, hard right, hey, we got to take them down. But a person who lives there who has been watching it for 90 days and has said, at this point we need the National Guard because obviously we can't do it. Thanks
a lot. Now, the positive side to this, I've heard from so much friends and family over the last 90 days who are,
Concerned.
in chaos. So that's been good.
Yeah. Well, we worry about people like you and Lisa up there. You know that. You know, and it's not because we had a protest up here. We had like 1,500 people show up, and yet there was no problems or anything. But the reason we worry about you and Lisa is that you may be in first. It's spread, and you may drive into something that, you know, before was peaceful, and all of a sudden you've got 70 or 80 of the anarchists, you know, whose whole job is to, you know, is to cause chaos, and then you get caught in the middle of it.
Yeah.
That's what people fear.
I am a Democrat, and I'll let you take this however you want to, but I will not be a victim.
Well, I know that.
But I'm in Portland, so.
You can't be a victim.
I won't be a victim.
I have a feeling if the man was armed when they started pulling him out of that car and there were shots fired, that would probably ended it right there.
Well, and absolutely. And, you know, the other side of that coin, though, Carl, is that Saturday we had half a dozen Proud Boys walking through Portland with more tactical gear on than a small police station in the Midwest owns, with their long rifles and jittery and probably untrained. And I'm not really sure I want that either.
No, you know what? Both ends. They've got the same thing in mind, anarchy. Anyway, got to run, James.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
No, thanks for calling, and give Lisa our love.
We'll do so. Thank you.
You bet. Bye. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Now, that was interesting. Somebody calling from Portland, and James is a Democrat. He's not far left, but he's still a liberal. To call in and talk about... They've reached a point. The city's reached a point where people are saying you've lost control. Call in the National Guard. You know, because it's the numbers of people that are causing most of the damage. I think are probably under 200. Probably there's 200 hardcore in there. And if you start taking those out, and I mean by arresting them, identifying them, arresting them, after you put 100 of them in jail, the rest of them get the idea. So, okay, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. They are just great people there. Learn more by going by one of their branches at 1845 California Street or over there in the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Find out how they are moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. Okay, I'm going to rush this in since our last segment. It was a surprise that James Fossen calling in and talking about, who lives in Portland, talking about Portland. He's a Democrat. He is to the left side. I mean, you know, he's liberal, but he's not crazy liberal. And said it's time for the National Guard to move to Portland. Now, the blackouts, that are rolling blackouts, Newsom, yesterday in a news conference, admitted that this green energy falls short of what they need. He said things that had not been planned for, like the huge amount of energy that was required for air conditioning and everything else, and said that there was over reliance on renewables, i.e. wind and solar power. There's not enough winds to keep turbines going, Newsom said, and cloud cover and nightfall restricted solar power. Well, and that's good for fighting fires, but bad for renewable portfolio in the state's energy infrastructure. So he took the blame for this and said they're going to have to go out and look for other sources of energy. He said, we want to address shortfalls through conservation and through procuring new sources of energy. Well, you got new sources of energy. It's called oil and gas, Governor. Rolling blackouts across the fifth largest economy in the world. Because, and this was not something unforeseen. When it started with Brown and you've been pushing it, is this green energy thing. Yeah, you know what? If you want to somehow find ways of making it work in the next three or four decades, but to start pulling it out like you did and forcing counties and cities to pull out of oil and coal-fired plants, what did you expect was going to happen? Another example of, oh, green energy could save us, but then it doesn't. And, in fact, it can't. Quickly, I want to talk because there's going to be a Board of Supervisors meeting. I don't know if you saw, if you're on Facebook or not. I shared it, and I had some other comments on it. But Les Ball wrote a letter to the governor. And as he says, Dear Governor Newsom, in the words of a friend, stop it. We've done our best. We've played by the rules, your rules. We've kept our part of the forced partnership. And what did you do? You screwed us. As a reward for our good works, you grabbed us around the throat with another chokehold and proceeded to strangle the very life out of us, closing our businesses without warning, without any conversation, and perhaps more importantly, without any scientific data to support your actions. You have destroyed our economy, and if you keep going, you will destroy the very fabric of lives, of the lives we live. Financial loss is just the top of the iceberg, blah, 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 blah. It's the same things you've been hearing if you listen to the show. You've been hearing here that the fact is the governor makes went against his own edicts, closed us down when he had no reason to. And as we've had other people on here, experts in the field, talking about the other effects of this business, such as suicides, mental depression, alcohol, drugs, domestic violence, child abuse, all of these things. And it's all because the governor has no idea of what he's doing. You know, at some point, he has got to relent on this bit. And if he doesn't, what do you do? And that's what we're going to discuss in the next segment when Senator Maurice Johannesson joins us. But let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. You know, that call with James is a good example of exactly what has happened to our country, because he speaks nothing of what has happened to the businesses up in Portland and the other people that have been injured and harmed. It took 90 days and someone to be viewed on a video being beaten to death for him to finally say, okay, we need to do something. I think that's sad, Carl.
It is sad, and I think that it takes a divining. You know, first of all, it's happening not in their general area, but they see it happening, and it's just getting worse. So now they don't live in there, they don't go down in there, but they realize that their government has no control anymore, and now it's resulted in a death of an innocent person. And so, why did it even get to this, Roberta? Why did it even get to this? They are failures.
Right.
They are a failed city leadership. That's exactly why it happened.
Well, that's true. But also, he seemed, and I may be wrong, but I got the opinion that he believed that the things that have been going on for 90 days up to this point, that he finally gets the message, was First Amendment stuff, and it wasn't.
It would be on there. Now, the protesters that were out there, okay, that's First Amendment. They're not causing any damage. They can still go out there and they protest.
That's
the difference is the thugs that are out there to destroy. And when night happens, these denizens of the dark come out to destroy, and that's their whole objective is anarchy, is to overrun the law enforcement, the whole system in this.
Yes.
And what needs to happen is you start snatching them off the streets and holding them. And guess what? After like about a week and you've arrested over 100 of them, the rest of them will start backing off. But they're not
right.
Doing
and
it.
I'm just appalled that it took 90 days for somebody to wake up. So anyway, continue with my friend there.
Senator Johannesson.
Mr. Johannesson,
yep.
Who I've known for years and years. So
okay.
I'll be listening.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Thanks a lot, Roberta. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. You know, he's constantly getting new firearms in, new ammo and all this because, you know, frankly, after everything going on, and Portland's a great example of what's going on in our country and the uneasiness, not knowing what's going to happen. What's going to happen next week? What's the governor going to say next week? Because there's no rhyme and reason on what he's doing. Our elected legislators are, you know, helpless or, I don't know, what could I say, impotent in the sense of this? You know, our assemblyman and our senator, we're going to write him a stern letter. Well, maybe it's a time to stand up and say, but you know what, stern letter didn't work. We're going to do what we want up here, as long as it meets guidelines, as long as we're not causing the COVID to get worse, we're gonna open our businesses and we're going to make a stand up here. And Bastiani Arms is one of those businesses that has locally owned, locally operated. This falls on them too. They don't get a guaranteed paycheck. John Bastiani does not get a guaranteed paycheck. He has to work and work hard and work extremely long hours, and he has made this business into a success. But unlike the governor and all of his denizens, who gets a regular paycheck every 2 weeks, as does our Board of Supervisors. You know, it impacts on him a lot worse than those who don't have that sense of urgency. So Bastion Arms, it's a great place. It's where I buy my guns. He has veterans discounts. Give him a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur. We'll be right back with Senator Johansson.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone line 0605-4567, 18th of August, 7:37 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. They run on appointments. They have for about a year. You can give them a call at 244-9478. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans where I get my haircut. It's man's last stronghold. Sitting with me in the studio today is an honored guest, Senator Maurice Johannesson. And, you know, we were talking the other day, and the senator's been around the state for a while. He's been in the denizens maybe even the bowels of government from the city, county, and state level. Should have had you in as maybe one of our senators from the state of California. I mean, just besides being a state senator, I think you could have been a senator sitting back in the, you know, in those hallowed halls. But is enough enough, Senator?
Well, I get calls and visits by people that want me back in office and doing things. But I told them, you know, that I've just done just about everything, anything from, you know, chair to supervisor. You know, I've been mayor, 9 years in the Senate, I spent 4 years at Park and Recreation Commissioners. And I ran the Department of Veterans Affairs for a while. I was on the governor's cabinet. You know, and I'm tired, really, working all the time like that. And when they come and ask me to go back into office, and interestingly, the last ones that did, they said, if you will go in back in again, we will put $300,000 in your campaign fund. You can go to sleep. And we have you elected because you have an approval rating in the northern part of the state of somewhere on 84-85%. And I told them the following words. I told them, I said, I'm too old, too cranky, too opinionated. My wife won't let me. Take care of you of that. So they understood. But the interesting thing on this, you know, is that the I must have done something right because this is from both parties coming to try to do that.
And well, it's because you made that fatal error that one time, is that you wanted to do something that would help all the people up here, and the Republican Party didn't like that. But you've always been for what's been right for the people in Northern California in your district. You've always represented them so well.
Thank you.
But now it seems like there's no common sense anymore. When the governor makes an edict and we follow it, and our virus rate is down, we don't have anybody in a hospital or one person in a hospital, and we're doing everything right, and then he shuts down our businesses again.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing that can't be done. I always work on a principle that man who says it cannot be done should not interrupt man who's already doing it. And those are some of the things that I live by and do. And I'm very concerned with our local elected, local and state people, especially because I concentrate obviously on this, is that they do not use the tools available to them to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
They hide, and you don't hear from them. And a lot of things can be done. For example, I would go down and start lobbying for a new legislation that will allow each one of the counties to be the ones to make the decisions based on county need and county view. You can't sit in Sacramento like they do now and get the vote tape. Of course, they're are going to take order from Pelosi anyway. But anyway, you can't do that. You can't compare this Northern California with the rest of the state. This is totally different than Sacramento, San Francisco's, L.A. It's different. So take it back to the elected people to make the decisions and how they will function in these kind of emergencies. And you can do that. And I think some legislations like that, I would have put it in, which basically take it away from unelected bureaucrats, be honest with you, to make these decisions coming out of Sacramento. And this is not unusual. In the old days, and I was sort of hoping that Trish, my old buddy, Trish Clark, was here.
Trish is in Idaho.
Oh, well, isn't everybody?
No, she hasn't moved, though.
Yeah.
And, I hope.
Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, we had trouble, and we didn't agree with the word that we got from Sacramento. Our board of supervisors at that time told them to pack sand. And they said, you can't do that. You can get arrested. And we said, well, please, come and get us. We'd like to see you arrest. Seated, you know, people up in Northern California. Just give us some time to collect enough stations and stuff like this. You know, come in and talk to us about it, you know, what it is.
Yeah.
But well, they don't want to do that.
Well, okay, so what if this goes on? And Newsom is, you know, threatening the county with not giving them money. But, you know, I've seen statistics, and I haven't crunched them myself, that says we are losing so much tax money and so much, you know, from keeping shut down that the $18 million he holds over our heads is really, you know, really can't be compared to the amount of money we would bring in by taxes, you know, for if everything was open. It seems like that he this has gone well beyond a COVID thing and is now a power thing.
It's a politics.
Well, it's political power, though. It's
yeah,
power.
I know. But what it is, and, you know, I like Karen Ramstrom, Dr. Ramstrom.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to her on a couple of occasions, and she basically informed me that, you know, what can we do? We get the orders from Sacramento. Yeah, but if turn this around now for once and just think what could happen if anything like that started up again, it have to go before the Board of Supervisors or the city councils.
Well, the Board and we got to take a break here, Senator, but I thought the Board of Supervisors is the one that controls this. You know, they don't do it.
Because they don't grow enough oranges, as I put it.
And we'll take a break on that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Was that a scene from the old country there? Yeah. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's where Linda goes to buy all of her stuff, and where she, you know, where I run down to get the. It's her birthday's tomorrow, and I just, you know, I haven't got the right gift. And Rebecca leads me by the hand and shows me different things that she knows Linda would like. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. All right, we'll be right back with Senator Maurice Johannesson.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 82 degrees out there, going up to 106 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. I'm here with Senator Maurice Johannesson, and who has been, you know, he's been in politics at all levels, most of his adult life. He is a very successful businessman. His wisdom is called for on many times. If you go up there and you look at the at Igo Cemetery, and you look at the Veterans Home, and you look at the new Veterans Clinic, and look at the chapel, though it's not called a chapel up there at Igo, you can then look to Senator Johannesson and say, "Thanks, Mojo." Okay, we're at that point where it's just, you know what, it's stupid is, this is, of course, Forrest Gump, stupid is as stupid does. Are we there?
We are there, and the unfortunate part is that I can look around, and I can look at things that $25 million to build our museum down there. I can look at...
Down at Turtle Bay. Yeah.
Just simple things we can put together. Simple things. Like we put together $13.2 million for the library. You can look at the new road coming into town from over the bridge down here, that new entry.
Yeah.
Right. That was $26 or $27 million I got.
I'm 44 coming in.
I can look around here, the ballparks, the everything. It can be done, but you have to form coalitions to do it. And I keep telling people on both on the Board of Supervisors and the City Council for that, and for anywhere that matter, when you have a majority, you do it. But wait until you can count to three, if it's a five board. Then you go out and but you campaign before that to make sure that you have three votes instead of the five that they hope to have.
Right now, the Board of Supervisors voted 5-0, and then it may be 4-1 now, but voting 5-0 every time to keep us shut down. It may be, you know, they wrote a stern letter to the governor, and the governor has blown them off for the most part.
Of course. They're not,
well, you know, when he blows off the president of the Restaurant Association of California, when he shuts down the second largest industry in California, blew him off. He blew off the, so far he's blown off the Chamber of Commerce, not just Reading, but numerous others that went in there as a group and blew them off. It's been 6 weeks since they sent their letter. So at what point do the people, you know, I'm a pretty level-headed guy, and it takes me a while.
You're a Marine, you know how they are.
But once, now, we're at that point, Senator, where... You know, the government, in this case Newsom, and his well-paid staff, they're not listening to us. They're destroying the fabric of our culture. And it could be through all of California, but you told a story about a business during the break that was just heartrending, about the man that was sitting at home waiting to die.
It is true, and I tell you, he is not the only one of family. There are businesses that will never open again. I mean, I'm just looking at one of my businesses, which they've been closed off for almost 6 months.
6 months.
I mean, give me a darn break. Why don't we start making the decisions that need to be done? I know I got in trouble when I went before the Board of Supervisors. In fact, that basically threw me out of there because I told them I learned to make the damn decisions. And, you know... And so I'm not going to do that. It's so impossible. You know, you have things, collateral stuff that we don't think about. It's not only shutting down a business. What about all the suppliers, all the rest of it that goes through this business? It goes run all the way through. And I'm very, as you were, I know you and Linda for a long time. I always be optimistic. I always like to think that way.
Right.
But this, for the first time, I'm getting concerned because those people who should be able to go out there and make some demands and make changes, they don't do it. I don't know why. I mean, the governor put in here about 40-some business, anti-business stuff, and they took it to court, and he lost every doggone one of them, and now he comes back again to do something else. I know he's listening from other people, back east, but you can't keep doing this. You know, here's some of the things I think, and I feel very strongly about some of this. You know, I've tried to stay working with veterans, tried to do the veterans. We get the same kind of thing with veterans. We are not getting the kind of support for veterans that we should have. We don't do that because they are a smaller number, and they're usually older and cranky. And they flat told me, says, "You're too cranky." Yes, I am cranky.
Well, you know, veterans, if they ever stood together in Shasta County, there's 20,000 veterans up here. If they ever stood together, they could elect anybody they wanted for that board of supervisors.
And then they could put all
veterans on there. And they ought to do it, yeah.
But, you know, I just, you probably notice, I put myself a little note here, but some of the things that I have found was absolutely terrible. We have physicians here that are hampered by the 6-foot clear separation we have and all the rest of the kind of stuff. They don't have rooms to meet the criteria, meet the criteria that I have. So they can't really have any business because they don't have the facilities to do that. To me, restaurants, for example, they open for just a short period of time. I think they gave us about, at that particular time, they gave us maybe about
3 weeks.
2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, about 3 weeks.
And we gained everything. We put our employees back to work. We did the whole nine yard. We stored up on stuff. Restaurants, I feel sorry for them because they had put it all fresh food. Everything was put in there. And some, and I use the word jackass, all of a sudden comes in and says, no, shut everything back down again.
Without warning.
Without warning.
Without warning.
What the thing? You know, but anyway, I know I'm uptight about all this stuff, but I'm trying to find words.
Well, the question I ask is, and you've been in government your whole life, really. I mean, business and government. Have you ever seen anything like this before in the total lack of caring by a group of people?
Well, we have stupid things like Biden come in and says, I want everyone to wear masks inside, outside, for at least the next 3 months. Is that happened to be just before the election, and then they're driving us down, and I don't know if we are capable of coming back up again, because I know a lot of people that cannot open anymore.
Yeah. How many businesses? And we're not even looking, and we've talked about this so many times, but collateral damage of child abuse, domestic violence, alcoholism, drug abuse, suicides, mental illness. All of these are going to be side effects of this, and we haven't even scratched the surface on that one yet.
You know, and you know well, because you keep track of this society, you know, thousands and thousands of veterans commit suicide.
22 a day.
Yeah. And if you, I mean, and I try to help with that, but you get some of the stupidest things coming out of Sacramento and so forth. We are different. They can't come to the grips with the fact that we are different. We can handle our own stuff. We can do it. But we need the help from the elected people that doesn't seem to get out of the cellar.
Well, we have the royal family Dollies as our senator and assemblywoman. I see that they've written letters, and you know, I don't know if they've I don't really know what they're doing up there. Should they become on stronger? Should they start getting into on the news and in the papers and on the radio and saying it's time to take a stand.
They are elected to do that. I don't know what that is that can't do it. I would be in Sacramento, and I would be before committees. I would offer legislations. We may not get anywhere, but at least they will know we're alive.
There you go.
We are not alive up here now. And I resent that because I love this country, and I love the area. And, you know,
We got to run. Senator, thanks for coming by. You know, you have been there, and you have stood up for this region for so many years. And it's taken you, you know, you've been watching it, and, you know, but you see, it's wrong. What's happening to us is wrong, and we're not getting that, we're not getting that fire in their bellies that they need to have.
I still have it, and I'm up there up in the, I'm a Korean vet, they can tell you how old I am, but the fact is, we need to do it, but don't just sit around worry about what Sacramento think of us.
That's
we
right.
want to show what we can do to Sacramento.
There you go. Senator, thank you so much for being here with us.
Oh.
Hey, we got a break for the news, and when we come back, film director Rene Perez.
Degrees.
The intense heat has utility officials urging Californians to conserve electricity as the state's power grid operators try to stave off rolling blackouts. There was no mention of the rioting in the streets of American cities, but opening night speakers at the Democratic National Convention did have plenty to say about President Trump and why they think he doesn't deserve re-election. Correspondent Bernie Bennett covering the convention from Milwaukee.
Senator Bernie Sanders fought a tight primary race against Joe Biden in the winter and spring of this year. He spoke with the tenacity of the former vice president at the opening night of the DNC's virtual convention. Former First Lady Michelle Obama talked about building a friendship with Biden for 8 years in the White House, coming to admire the man and what she thinks he stands for. Both talked about Biden being the kind of leader America and the world needs right now.
Absent from the former First Lady's canned speech, any mention of Biden's running mate, Senator Kamala Harris. This is a travel day for President Trump, touring storm-damaged parts of Iowa. Then later in the day, he'll get an update on border wall construction in Arizona. Texas surpassing 10,000 coronavirus deaths. Most of those fatalities reported following this summer's surge in COVID-19 cases. On Wall Street this hour, stocks have slipped into the red. Right now, the Dow is down about 95 points. The S&P 500 index off 2 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I know that on those tablets Mr. Moses brought down is the commandment to not covet. But I'll confess, my neighbor and his lawnmower is making it tough. He's got this stand-behind, ride-along space shuttle that covers probably 3 times more space than my trusty old lawn boy. So, when we have who mows the fastest races, which are completely fabricated in my head, he has some impressive advantages that I just don't have. And at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're blessed to have a pretty special advantage of our own, and one that could be a big deal for you. Our team is lucky to be an arm of a bigger company that is a direct lender. Which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or new home purchase. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Neville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The Belarus ambassador to Slovakia, he had backed protesters rallying against his country's president, says he's handed in his resignation.
Igor Leshchenyu said in an interview that it was a logical move after he recorded a video statement supporting the protests that have roiled Belarus for 9 days in a row since the presidential election that gave a sixth term to longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko. In the statement released on Saturday, Leshchenyu expressed solidarity with the protesters and said he was shocked by the reports of mass beatings and torture of them and accused Belarusian law enforcement of restoring the traditions of the Soviet secret police. I'm Zaria Shakli.
North Korea will open a high-profile political conference tomorrow discussing unspecified crucial issues. Pyongyang struggling to keep the country's sanctions-ravaged economy afloat. News and analysis, townhall.com.
The U.S. imposing another round of restrictions on Chinese tech giant Huawei.
President Trump renewed accusations that the company's telecommunications equipment is used for spying. And he warned that any country that uses it will be exempt from intelligence sharing with the United States. Washington cut off Huawei's access to U.S. components and technology, including Google's music and other smartphone services last year. Those measures were tightened in May when the White House barred vendors worldwide from using U.S. technology to produce components for Huawei. Keith Peters reporting.
Virginia lawmakers plan to take up dozens of criminal justice reform bills during this week's special legislative session. But one proposal in particular is expected to spark intense debate. It would change a law that allows police to charge people with felony assault, even if the arresting officers are not seriously injured. And on Wall Street, the Dow down 95. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, it's Tuesday, it's on assignment today. We're celebrating over 10 years on the air. Over 4,000 guests have cycled through our station. I don't count animals. I don't count the porcupines, the skunks, the goats.
But those are some of my favorites.
I do count the people bringing them in. Perhaps I should just count the animals and not some of the guests. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here with Ashley, and Ashley's got the weather. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, hot. Back to you.
No, it's damn hot.
Yeah,
okay?
We're looking
Excuse
at
my language, but, you know, at a certain point, you have to say that. Damn hot.
We are actually looking at an excessive heat warning through Wednesday, through tomorrow evening, with a high of 105 today. We were at, 95 yesterday, so it was quite nice yesterday. We had rain. I was just thinking end of last week how really nice it would be to have a little bit of precipitation, and it was. It was fantastic.
It was, and then we had humidity.
No more coming up, we had our nice sunrise today. We should have a nice sunset tonight, but tomorrow morning throughout the foreseeable future, nothing interesting in that regard. Just hot weather, low of 71, and we have those overnight winds from the north bringing our lows up just a little bit, but those should die out Wednesday night into Thursday.
Okay. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. Been in the business 23 years. And give discounts to seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. hey, quit trying to tie me in. This is the chat room. Quit trying to tie me into things, okay, guys? I think if Veterans United in Shasta County is the best idea ever, because then you could have, there's 20,000 veterans here, plus their families. And you think about that. Okay, let's just say 17,000 to 20,000. If they voted for things that was important to them, and their families voted for things that were important to them, there would be nobody elected here from Board of Supervisors, or the City Council, or the Assembly, or the Senate. There'd be nobody voted there, except for people that, if the veterans ever united. But let me tell you, they won't do it. Why? Because veterans are very independent types. They don't like being told what to do. They just really want to be left alone. I'll pay your damn taxes, but leave me alone. And when you start getting into my business and shutting it down, or you start getting into what I believe, and you're forcing me to believe other things, now you're going to start waking up that sleeping giant. I don't mind. If you want to live your lifestyle a certain way, I'm all for that. That's up to you. But when you start forcing me to live that kind of lifestyle, or it impacts on me, I start having problems then. Anyway, and I've got somebody on the show today that kind of believes the same thing, but he has a huge audience, an international audience, and his name is Rene Perez. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, this is not the first time. And Rene Perez is a movie producer and a director, a writer, a cinematographer, editor, music, and the music behind your films. Plus,
yes,
your organizational ability to bring in everybody else. You know, I had the concept of putting a film together. When you look at it, you've got like 1,000 different things that have to be done. Tell our audience who Rene Perez is.
Oh, well, I am just a dad. I live here locally. I make B movies or independent films, whatever, however people might categorize them.
These are films that are, you know, that go to the streaming companies. In most cases, you've had others that have gone out.
Right. Well, most of them are just, it's called the home video market,
uh-huh,
and it's so basically everywhere except for movie theaters.
Okay.
So if you ever go to Best Buy or Walmart for actual stores or iTunes for streaming or whatever, you'll see my movies there.
Prime Video, you're on that.
Amazon, yeah.
Amazon,
absolutely.
And I've seen your films on there, because I have Rene Perez movie days, and Linda comes walking through, she goes, Rene. And I go, oh, yeah, this is where they hit you with the axe, honey.
Yeah, Linda's been in a couple of my movies, and now you've been in one.
I have. I am in the latest movie. It's called Righteous Blood.
Yes.
It is a Western. It stars Michael Paré.
Michael Paré.
Paré.
Yeah.
And if you're saying, that name sounds familiar, think back to Eddie and the Cruisers, Streets of Fire, Philadelphia Incident, and he was the star in those.
Yeah.
In those,
yeah,
movies, plus many others, and has become a friend of yours.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's a pretty conservative guy, too, which is very rare,
yeah,
in this business. So he and I have similar interests and tastes, and we'd like to use our movies not for activism, but at least to try to stand our ground for the conservative people of the world to see something that's,
yeah,
conservative themed.
Well, why'd you move to Redding? Because you're an Oakland boy.
Yeah, I'm from the Bay Area, and after the Bay Area, I moved to the Dominican Republic for a few years. But Redding has the most beautiful places. Yosemite might be a touch more beautiful than Lassen, but Lassen and Shasta combined and all the lakes, and it's just the most beautiful place. So if you're going to be a movie maker, this is a great place to move to, in theory. That has nothing but beautiful locations to choose from, and you're not too far away from a little town like Redding either, so it's pretty wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. When you start talking about, here's Michael Paré, who's on the conservative side, and there's a lot of actors, directors, producers, people that are in the support industry around the films that are conservative, or at least middle of the road, maybe leaning right.
They have to hide, though.
But yeah, I mean, there's actually secret. I've actually heard there's secret groups of them that so they can meet together. But they can't be open about it.
Right. They can't be open about it. It's something that's existed for a long time. You can't be a conservative person, especially anymore in Hollywood. So you have to really be on the extreme left, and you have to share all those values, if you can call them values, and you have to be a team player. So everyone, mm-hmm, that you see who excels, you'll see that they really promote themselves. They'll get on Twitter. They'll do a lot of promotion showing how virtuous they are to the left-wing message.
The idea, to me, Hollywood is kind of, if you looked at the word hypocritical,
yes,
in the dictionary, it would have the word Hollywood as a description.
Yes, and it should.
Am I wrong about that?
No, absolutely not. You know, and people think of my opinions, but I'm in this. You know, you were in my 27th movie, so I've been in this for a long time. I avoid Hollywood like the plague, but I wouldn't do well there because I am not able to join that club. I wouldn't be good at pretending. I wouldn't be good at promoting the sentiments that they do. which are anti-family, anti-nuclear family, anti-religion. And since 2016, it's been open hatred and racism towards white males has been the edict.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be able to take part in those things, and I just wouldn't work. I'm better off being delegated to B-movies and being up here.
But you're not a, quote, white male.
No, I'm a Hispanic person,
clearly. Hispanic, clearly. Yeah. And yet you fall into this because you don't go along with the party line.
Right, right. You have to be a staunchly liberal person in order to succeed there. You have to be a very good politician. All things that I'm not. I'm not a very good politician. I'm not good at schmoozing. I'm not good at showing up at parties and talking about how much I hate people for their conservative views. So I just wouldn't succeed. I would be a complete failure there.
We're here with Rene Perez, who has finished his 27th movie. Here this last couple weeks then,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
They go there for the home video market, and you can buy them at a variety of stores, but you can get them online.
Yeah.
Or you can buy them online at the Amazon or Prime Video. You just look up Rene Perez. We're going to take a quick break, 8:15 in the morning, and it's 82 degrees out there already, going up to 106 today. We're under a heat advisory, which is not good. But this portion of the show, which is good, is brought to us by River Commons Senior Living. Located in downtown Redding, it's Northern California's premier retirement community. It's not assisted living, it's retirement. When you've had enough of doing the yard, the plumbing, all those things that have to go with owning a home, why not go to a place that's beautiful, has great people there, gourmet chefs. It's a great place to put your stuff while you go and travel and do these other things when travel actually happens again. River Commons Senior Living, call 238-5981. Talk to Brian and get a look at some of their beautiful apartments they have there, condos they have there. River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. PRMI is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager, NMLS, number 1067640. PRMI, NMLS, 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 years or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for additional sources of income, this could be an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your monthly payment and extend the life of your existing retirement cash. Reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, and the first step in seeing if a reverse mortgage is right for you is to become educated on the product. I'll be happy to help with that. I'm Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated, and if a reverse mortgage fits, then your life just got a whole lot easier. I specialize in reverse mortgages. My experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call me today. I'd love to help. 530-722-4579 or go to rich4reverses.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Covenant Church of Spokane, Washington is being sued by Planned Parenthood for holding an outdoor church service monthly in a public area next to Planned Parenthood's building. And Pacific Justice Institute has filed papers to defend against this lawsuit.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and it's 83 degrees out there, going up to 106 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is among one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. 4 out of 5 stars in specifically targeted categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications, which means they don't have surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacement. All of this down at Shasta Regional Medical Center, plus the many, many, many other things they do for our community. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Rene Perez, who is a friend and a, but he's a director. That's how I met him. He is a film director. He's made 27 films. He lives here in Shasta County. He's lived here for 10 years. And you have a formula, obviously. Rene Perez, I know it's gonna, you know, your formula is successful. You make films for the home video market.
Right.
So how does this whole thing begin? I mean, not how you began, though I would like to know that, but how does, okay, you're sitting there and the phone rings.
Yes.
What, okay, after that, what happens?
Well, I usually get contacted, I only get contacted by producers, and they ask me what my availability is and if I could make a certain kind of movie for them. Usually it's action or horror are the only things I get hired for. And I'm given 4 months to make whatever they tell me to make. If they tell me to make zombies, I make zombies. If they tell me to make cowboys, I make cowboys, and sometimes mix those together, oddly enough.
Cowboys and zombies. Well, of course.
That was my first big hit, actually. So I just make whatever I'm told to make. I'm given the budget, which is always insufficient, but that's such is life. And 4 months later, I turn in a hard drive with a finished movie. And usually I get contacted by, producers that are either a distribution company or just independent producers in Hollywood. And you know, they take the movie and do everything that they're going to go do with it.
They go out and sell it. They
put it in the market.
Now, there is every year, I guess, or maybe, I don't know how many times a year, is that all the distributors get together and they bring their movies.
Yes.
Is that correct? What is that got a name?
Well, they have different markets all over the world. Here in America, it's the American film market
okay.
in Santa Monica. And I used to have to go to it to do interviews and stand in front of people and take pictures, but I don't go anymore, and I don't think they're having it probably this year.
Yeah, that's what I would think. But that's where people come in and they sell their movies to other distributors?
Yes. Yeah, okay. They do for international sales. So if there's a distributor from Japan, they'll send a representative, and that person will buy all the movies that fit for their type of distribution that they do. So, okay. And there's different types of genres of movies. So some people do looking for comedy movies, some people looking for action movies, you know, different sorts of different categories.
So how did you get into movies? I know you're a musician, and a really fine musician. I think you are.
Yes, thank you. Much appreciated. Well, yeah, I started as a musician, and before that I was a little kid drawing comic books, and before that I was directing movies with my G.I. Joe action figures. So I've just always been interested in it, always been a kid who draws and everything, so it was inevitable that I would turn into this. And I was also very fanatical. I only practiced. I was a horrible student at school because I only cared about being an expert. I never cared about being a jack of all trades. So I just was fanatic from the time of being a child to now of practicing and only doing the things that I thought I could be a contender in. And in my late 20s, the camera equipment became readily available, and the game was open for the first time to people by merit, by their artistic talents. Mm-hmm. So that's where I got into the...
Now, have you ever thought about teaching a course on how to be, because a lot of people are interested in, that, as you said, with the cameras today, mm-hmm. and then the editing software that's out there. Have you ever thought about teaching a class or taking, three or four people that want to be film directors and just taking them through a 4-week course?
Yeah, I have been asked to teach classes, but they're all been down south, and I don't like L.A. or Hollywood. And I have thought about it, and everyone always asks me about it. But, I really feel bad because even to be a bottom-of-the-barrel B-movie director, you have to win the odds more than, there's more people who get struck by lightning every year than who get the opportunity to do what I do. It's so incredibly rare. You would have to really be a fanatic person yourself to be able to do these things. So I think it's better for me to tell people honestly, hey, try this off as a hobby, doing it on the weekends. And the only people who should be looking to do this as a career are people who can absolutely positively not find joy in their lives doing anything else.
Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah, because you have to be at the level of doing the videos for home networks like that. It's a tough business.
It is very tough, and other people might have a better talent for business and marketing, and they can excel further than I have.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it's such a rare thing. I think you could find joy in other things in life, if possible. And I think a lot of people could be satisfied doing this as a hobby. But if not, if they are absolutely dead set on doing it, I understand that too.
Well, you've done, besides the 27 films, you've done other, you just had one the other day. You call it a fan film. What's a fan film?
Well, a fan film is where you take an existing character, let's say Superman, and you make your own unofficial movie of it. And they're very popular. People mainly do them for Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
I just did it because, we were on the lockdown, and I wanted to oppose the lockdown and go out and film mm-hmm. during it. And I also did it kind of in opposition to I did it because my son is 7 years old, and he loves G.I. Joes. And his favorite G.I. Joe is my favorite G.I. Joe when I was his age. So I thought it would be a fun thing to do. And I had time because we were all locked down. None of my producers would let me go out and film, do my official work. And uh-huh. It's great to always stay in practice. So if you want to see a free one of my movies, I don't think I even named it. It's just called Rene Perez Fan Film. And it's on YouTube. And
Yeah, go look at it. It gives you an idea of what Renee's films are like, but 17 minutes or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Very short.
And you sent me the link to it, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. We got the former Miss Nevada's in it. And
she's current. She's 20.
Oh, current Miss. Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's the current Miss Nevada.
Yes,
she's beautiful. And then you have also a martial arts.
We had a lot of martial arts.
You have
artists in there because they were doing a lot of. Kung, it's like a kung fu movie.
Yeah, it's a G.I. Joe. They're fighting out in the woods and they're shooting each other and all this. And it actually has a plot, a 17-minute plot in it. So
yes.
That was,
yes.
You know, it's not just a bunch of people fighting out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I know B-movies are associated with just a pulp type of entertainment, but I always do try to put as much of a...
Yeah.
Story as I can.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can follow it, and it's got a beginning. You figure, you know, they're a B movie, my friends. It's a B movie, but it doesn't mean it has to be bad. B doesn't stand for bad.
No.
And you can now, and I have seen multi-million-dollar movies that were horrible. We all have.
Yeah.
That were just bombs, total bombs with big name stars, big name directors, just bombs. And then you read about some of these small films that took off. Blair Witch. They made it for $50,000 and it made $284 million.
Well, that's more of a marketing. Everyone says that, but they had millions of dollars worth of marketing.
Of course. So. But
it wasn't there on merit. It's mainly there on a marketing strategy.
Yeah.
So there was not too much to the film. Obviously, it looked very amateur, but the marketing was top of the line, next level thinking.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we got to take a break. Why would they take something like the Blair Witch Project and decide to put the millions into that? Let's answer that on the other side. Because I also want to talk about a film you made that really is has upset Hollywood, and it's called The Insurrection. So, we'll be right back after these messages, 8:30. And it's 84 degrees out there at 8:30 in the morning. It's going to be 106 today. And a low of 72 tonight. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to us.
Get your morning update with us. Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567, 83 degrees out there, going up to 106 today. Hey, be careful out there. We're in a heat advisory, and it's not just 106. It's the sidewalks that'll be about 130 if you take your dogs out for a walk or you're going out for a walk. Be aware that you have to hydrate, and if you're taking your dogs out on a walk, you know, their feet, as tough as they are, will burn out there if you take them out there. So try and keep them in the grass or put little booties on them. That, okay, I would never be able to do that. The elk killer. That never ended well with my dog. That would never be, you know, I would be shredded at that point. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport, a business that's been in our community since 1967. It's an employee-owned company, and they move oil and gas and fuel around over, you know, 12 western states. But where they really are busy at this time of the year is they're out there in the front lines with our firefighters, delivering the fuel that they need, fuel to the tankers, to the helicopters, fuels to the bulldozers and all the earth movers out there, and to the gas for everything they need to keep the camps going, to keep the chainsaws going, all of this. SST Oil. And they're always looking for good employees. They're always looking for good drivers. And, you know, they will take a person with a new driver and train them to their level of expectation. They have amazing drivers. They have people that work amazing hours to keep the fuel going to all of the areas out here in the western United States. Give them a call at 241-1167. I'm here with Rene Perez, who is a movie director and producer that lives here in Shasta County. He's been here for 10 years. He finished his 27th film, Righteous Blood, with Michael Parrier and local actors and not local actors. It's a Western, and it's almost a PG.
Almost. Very conservative movie.
It's a conservative movie, and I'll just say that I'm in it. I'm wearing a red shirt. Okay, so. So you can tell it's me.
We got a close-up.
Oh, did you get a close-up? Oh, right. Yeah. And I can just say that in 32 years in the Marine Corps and multiple combat tours, that this is the first time that I've been hit like this. And if you want to see that, if some of you harbor this great intensity to see me shot, you got to go see this movie.
You also fired a gun without blinking your eyes.
Yeah, well... I'm firing the pistol, and Renee goes, he says, "You're not squinting." I went, "Should I?" He goes,
"No, I prefer that you don't, but a lot of the actors are not used to guns, so they're not, you know, real Marines, so I guess it's child's play to you, but yeah."
That was the easiest part. Thank God that was most of it, me shooting. Yeah. Okay. Renee, we were talking when we left about there's the small budget films. And I just use the Blair Witch Project, but there's others like that just went extraordinary. I mean, 200 and something million dollars. Yeah, they made off a, quote, $65,000 budget. But that's not exactly true, is it?
Well, they chose to spend the 65 on filming and had several millions of dollars for advertising. So they had a talent for marketing, mm-hmm. a great talent for marketing and coming up with a great gimmick, I guess you would say, yeah. for selling a film. But, of course, if you look at the film, it's the quality of it is very low. So instead of having an artistic talent for filmmaking, they had a talent for marketing, which they rode to great success.
Now, and like we said, we've seen these multi-million dollar pictures that just crash. They yeah. just, I mean, from the get-go. They get nowhere close to, you know, to...
Well, the thing is that the world has gotten used to hiring the best politicians in Hollywood, and Hollywood doesn't really care too much about artistic talent. And movies, even B-movies, are artistic creations, just like a poem is, just like a song is, just like a sketch is an artistic creation. A movie is a really a confluence of all those things, design, music, storytelling, it's all artistic. So a lot of the times we see movies with absolutely no artistic vision, and people notice that. They can notice the difference between someone who has some artistry, whether it's the actors or the cinematographer or the overall director, that would be the person you want the most to be artistic. And you just get these movies that look like they were made in a boardroom, written by marketing people. And most of the movies that we see are made that way. And you'd be lucky if they have a little bit of artistry to them. The reason that I have continued success is because no matter how cheap my budgets are, and I make the cheapest movies out there, make no mistake.
Let's just say the least expensive. You've got your price points are very
right, right. Yeah,
because, you know, cheap is a word that doesn't really reflect a lot of artists out there. It's just that there's not a lot of money put in.
Right, right. So, but the thing is it's inexpensive as mine are.
Okay,
that and they still reach the commercial market. The only reason that people see something in there is even though it's not, you know, we're not blowing up cities or anything like they do in the big movies, there is a little touch of artistic expression. I shine through and I allow my actors to shine through. And I go for the artistry more than anything else. So people recognize that, and that's why I continue to have a job all these years later. In addition to the fact that they make such a profit. Because usually these movies are made for $500,000 to $1 million, and I make them for $50,000. There's no secret. I've said it before. So a producer will call me after they've had a bad year. They say, God, you know, I made a movie for $1 million, and it just tanked. It's going to take me 12 years to make my money back if all goes well, and I really need a home run. So I'm like, all right. and I just make them the best thing I can, and they're usually in profit right away. You know, in the first sale, mm-hmm. Because in comparison, movies that have the same production value cost usually so much more.
Okay. You made a film called The Insurrection.
Yes.
And you got a lot of pushback on that.
Well, out of all my movies, it's the only one that's ever been blacklisted and denied. So I did it... just because I wanted to expose all of the things that happen in Hollywood, I wanted to let the world know that there is an entire institution called Hollywood where they disguise 100% their propaganda as entertainment. And I'm sure the news does it too, and I'm sure politicians do it too. I'm sure there's a lot of intrigue in a lot of places. Mm-hmm. But I happen to be a worker in this industry, and I happen to have firsthand experience. And that's where I feel I could, you know, expose. I just so that the people are well informed, that they know what's happening.
And you know, one of the big tenets of this movie, or the things that you pushed, was the weakening of the nuclear family.
Yes.
And which is, if you look at our nation right now, the nuclear family is under attack and has been in a variety of ways. For decades,
yes,
and now we're starting to reap that,
yeah.
In the things you see out there in our world.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's working out. The evil tyrants of the world who realize that movies and TV were the best place to indoctrinate people, second only to schools. But TV and movies are really the best place because people go there just ready to have a good time and unwind from their life and enjoy a thing that only humans could do. Only humans could be creative and artistic. So when you're watching a movie or hearing music or something, you are doing something that's uniquely human. And you think you're in there for a ride, but sadly, a lot of it has been propaganda to weaken you, to make you, instead of fairy tales that used to be there to make you strong and prepare you for life, now they do things that are insidious to make you weak. And it could be seen by the youth of today.
Yeah, and it's the type of thing that it could be an entertaining movie. But
it could have been.
It could even still be entertaining, but if you look at some of the things that come out of it.
Yes.
And the one I saw was, the one that comes to my mind is Pretty Woman.
Yes.
It was a very enjoyable movie in the sense of that.
Very funny.
But as long as you could get over the part where she's a prostitute and she's going to marry a millionaire when the very vast, vast, vast majorities of prostitutes are now, you know, part of the sex trafficking, drugs and all this, their lives are not.
Right.
Julia Roberts type lives.
Well, what they're trying to tell women is be promiscuous because you're still going to be Cinderella. And a champion male will want you after you've had all your fun and been out there and done all these horrible things. When really that's not the case. A champion man is not going to go for that. It leaves women weak, leaves women with like a lot of miles on them. If you excuse me for being so crude. But it only gives them a chance, a choice at life with men who are weak and who will tolerate not having the best. And it's not good for women. It's not good for men. And that's the kind of fairy tale that Hollywood likes to make. Instead of Cinderella, who was a hardworking, devout girl who was trying to make the best with her evil stepsisters and stepmother and was devout to her father and to the memory of her father, they switched out her virtuous character for a prostitute. And that's what Hollywood does.
Okay. We're here with Renee Perez, an independent film producer and director, who, as he says, will be sitting in his at his home and get a phone call from somebody or an email, says, I need a movie. This is my budget. This is what I'd like to see. And Renee then produces a quality film for him for a lower budget than you would spend on your car, on a new truck. So, but I'm waiting for the day that I win the big enchilada, the big lotto, because then, my friend, we're going to see, you know, that Cecil B. DeMille, that Rene Perez that's just boiling up inside you with a big budget movie.
Yeah. Well, who knows? You never know. There might be a conservative person out there who wants to hire me. Usually I get hired by people that are either middle of the road or they just tell me don't make it political, you know. And they try to assign me to something where I can't make a conservative message out of it. But, you know, I'm perfectly happy doing this. I'm not a very ambitious person. I'm more of the artsy-fartsy side. So I love my job and I love my life, and I don't really long for it. I don't call people. I don't market myself. I've never called a producer and asked for money. Maybe if I had more talent in the business side of things, I would do that. But I kind of just wait for my phone to ring, and it doesn't take long. I mean, I'm already going to start the next one. I haven't even had a chance to finish this Western yet.
Well,
the music for it, anyways.
Yeah.
So that's just how life is.
That's the way life is. I like it.
And it's great. It's a great life.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here in our last segment, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join a Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your community radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. It's 8:51 in the morning. 84 degrees out there, going up to 106 today on the 18th of August, 2020. Gosh, 2020, halfway, oh, more than halfway through August, which means we're rolling into September, and the fire season is on us. Not only that, but we are lucky enough to have lightning. Thunder all over the place. Cottonwood got hit 3 or 4 times yesterday during the show. And somebody asked, you know, do we give fire warnings? Well, we don't have a huge staff here, but as we did during the car fire and other times when it gets in this area, we go on to a 24 hours of keeping somebody here, making reports 24 hours a day. The staff's all up for it. Everybody gets assigned 4-hour blocks or 5-hour blocks, and we're in here, and we were on the air when some of the other media sources weren't, because one, Channel 7 got chased out of their studios, and others, it wasn't because they didn't want to, it was because the fire took out their facilities up on the hills. We were lucky enough because of our tower right downtown that we were able to stay on. So, yes, somebody asked us that. Now, I'm here with Rene Perez, and he is a movie director, and he is, as he says, it's the B movies. It's not a huge budget. People call him. In fact, he's finishing up Righteous Blood, which is a Western, and he's already got a contract for your next movie.
Yeah, yeah.
You film around here most of the time.
For the most part,
you've ended
yes.
up in, I think, Spain, someplace where they filmed The Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah. Once Upon a Time in the West.
Oh, Once Upon a Time in
the West. And The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Yeah.
And so you have scenes from there.
Mm-hmm.
But you are always looking for actors.
Or not? Yeah. I mean, you know, acting talent is something that could be found anywhere, in the smallest of towns or in Hollywood. I think Hollywood mainly is where all the ambitious people go.
Mm-hmm.
But acting talent, that could be found anywhere.
Yeah.
Any kind of artistic talent could be found anywhere.
We have a lot of talented people around here. You've used people around here that are talented actors.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Corlock has
been
in a couple of your movies.
That's right.
You had just a number of local people that you would be, if you
Linda.
Ever go to the, well, Linda, yeah, of course, Linda, and but other people that are talented that have, you'll see them on the theater down here.
Theater
the
actors
Riverfront,
are really
or
great.
Or the Cascade. So
Theater actors are great. They're very well practiced and have great technique. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Now, Linda has said, but you get long hours, too. Out there.
Yeah, it's work. Some people might think it's glamorous to be a filmmaker, but it's unless you're doing a top-level movie, it's not very glamorous. It's very hard work.
Yeah, you all went out one time to the Gaia Hotel and filmed at night.
Yes.
And Linda, was, you know, I think you all showed up at 6 or 7 or 8, sometime like that. And y'all were filming for long into the night then.
Oh, yeah. And then I've got to go home and edit everything after I'm done filming. So it's definitely hard work. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it. I've had jobs, you know, before I was able to make a living in the arts. And I had a moving company and delivered furniture in San Francisco up flights of stairs. And that is easier than the work I do now. So,
Well, that's physical work.
Yes.
And, you know, it's when you get into the mental side of this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because physically, you know, you're just lifting up a sofa. This one, you have to make sure that everything matches, that your transitions, that the music.
Oh, my God, everything. Yeah. It leaves me more exhausted. When I'm done with a movie, I feel I could sleep for a month. I don't get to, but I feel like I could. And it's the most exhausting thing I've ever done. So I don't know how it is for actors or other people, but for me, it's just the most exhausting work I've ever taken part in.
Well, you know, your family seems to be thriving with you.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You have a beautiful family.
Oh, thank
you
so much.
What you do? The kids are great. Your wife's beautiful and nice and all those kind of things. All those things that you would expect a good person to have. So if you look at the films and you think, okay, this is a slasher film.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the director must be something wrong with them. No. No.
No?
No. That's, I've been hired to do this kind of movie. I'm going to do that movie.
Well, I do the best I can. If I'm told to make a slasher movie, I have to go to the extreme and make it what people want. I am just a person who's no different from any other blue-collar person. We were talking about a plumber earlier.
Yeah.
I'm just like that. I'm there to serve. And if people want to see a slasher movie, you know, that's one of the places where I've excelled. I have a Havoc, this character called Havoc. A new movie just came out called Cry Havoc. And it's the most popular thing I have, and they're slasher movies. But, yeah, I'm a normal person. I have a wife and I have kids. A puppy and a kitten, and we go to church on Sunday, and, you know, I'm just a normal guy, but I can understand how some people think that movie directors might be weird, but I'm not that interesting. I'm too normal.
And having ridden in a car with him for a couple hours, that's true.
Yeah.
It's normal. But it's like anything else. If there's millions of people in this world that want to see a certain genre film,
right.
You make the films for them. If nobody wanted to see them, then you wouldn't make that. they'd tell you, hey, could you make one with puppies in it? And then Renee would do a great puppy film.
I have been asked to make a boy and his puppy movie. I just don't think I would do those very well. So there are people who want to see that, little girl and her pony, little boy and his puppy, but not yet.
Not yet. Yeah. I've still got a few Westerns in me. Okay, your latest movie is going to get ready to start. You don't have a name for that one, obviously?
I'm starting on a vampire movie pretty soon. And the newest movies that I have out are the little short film I did called Rene Perez's fan film, I think is the only
thing. It's
on
YouTube.
It is on YouTube, and it's for free.
Can anybody go and see it then? They just
Anyone can look on it.
YouTube and says Rene Perez fan film.
Fan film, yeah.
Yeah.
Cry Havoc just came out. It's my newest slasher movie. The Insurrection is really the one I would love people to go out there and see. If you'd ever want to see a movie from someone who is just whistleblowing on an industry that you take part in.
Now, where can you see The Insurrection?
Well, The Insurrection is on Amazon Prime and Vimeo. Sadly, they were the only two people that would take the movie. But it's available now. I don't know how much longer it'll be up
for. I saw it the other night.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'm paid for it and all that.
Great. So. Yeah.
Oh, no, Renee will send me excerpts and stuff, but we got to run. Hey, thanks so much, Renee, for being with us today.
Thank you, good luck, Carl, buddy,
and I can't wait to see the next movie.
Thank you.
We can all get together and have a Rene Perez movie day. tomorrow, the chief of police will be with us, Chief Shuler. We're going to be talking about, you know, what's going on in our town when it comes to crime, and also Perry Cremains from Just for Hunting about, you know, what kind of impact this COVID